I'd like to thank everyone for coming together this morning to consider the Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, LIHEAP. For 27 years, since 1981, LIHEAP has helped millions and millions of Americans pay their heating bills and keep their families warm or cool as the circumstances require. I'd like to welcome and thank all of our witnesses who will provide testimony here this morning. Many of them will explain the critical importance of LIHEAP to American families and how many more Americans could be assisted if we in Congress were to expand LIHEAP's reach and increase the program's funding. For almost 30 years now, LIHEAP has kept thousands of Americans from having to make the impossible and very difficult choices between heating their homes, feeding their families, providing for their medical needs. It has made the difference between having money to pay for a mortgage rather than facing foreclosure in the spring, and it has allowed senior citizens to afford to heat or cool their homes without sacrificing other necessities such as prescription drugs. Clearly, LIHEAP is about much more than heat or cooling, and we'll hear from our witnesses it's intertwined with many other aspects of a family or an individual's life. LIHEAP is not just a heating and cooling program. It's a home ownership program, a nutrition program, certainly a health program. A family that struggles to pay its energy bill may be forced to turn off heat, to cut back on purchasing nutritious food, or go without the necessary medications. A child who can't sleep from hunger or cold, can't pay attention in class in the morning, will be more prone to illness, putting further pressure on schools and that in our healthcare system. This year, more and more families are faced with those dilemmas, as all becomes quite obvious for anyone who's paid any attention to the news in the last few weeks. The slowing of our economy has brought higher unemployment. In my own state of Connecticut, unemployment has risen 24% over the last year. And as families all over are losing income, rising fuel prices are stretching their energy budgets like never before, certainly in recent memory. Just this past week, we saw the price of crude oil reach well over $100 a barrel. By the way, last evening I heard some energy experts talking about it. They were said it's no exaggeration to think that a price of a barrel may exceed $200 before very long at all. That these numbers going up radically, the demand increasing. And, of course, you saw the president calling upon OPEC nations to increase more supply without any success at all. So this is just the beginning of a problem that's going to grow worse in many ways. An increase, by the way, the $100 per barrel is an increase of 73% just from last year alone. Heating fuel prices have risen dramatically. The U.S. Energy Information Agency estimates that this year it will cost $1,962 to heat a home with oil. That's a 33% increase from last year, and 117% increase since 2004. The cost of heating a home with natural gas has gone up 30% since 2004, and the cost of heating with propane, which heats homes in many rural areas across our nation, has increased 23% in the last year and 73% since 2004. As a result of these drastically rising costs, heating assistance that made a real difference for families just a few years ago is obviously no longer doing the job. Our LIHEAP dollars are being stretched way beyond their capacity. Again, in my home state, Connecticut offers, I think, a good example of what's going on. In 2008, nearly twice as many households as last year ran out of their basic LIHEAP benefits by January 14th. January 14th in a state where nights can stay freezing well into March or even April. When basic benefits run out, crisis assistance kicks in. But many families exhaust that as well, leaving them with virtually nothing at all. In 2007, that was true of 211 families in my state. In 2008, how many families did this happen to? 2,981, just to give you some idea, in 1 year, from 211 families to 2,181 families. As both the price of oil and the number of families in need has risen, the funding we need to help them has remained basically flat for a quarter of a century now. That means we have been forced to pick and choose who can stay warm through the winter, who will spend it shivering. 6 out of 10 eligible families get nothing at all. Thankfully, emergency LIHEAP funding was released in January and again 2 weeks ago, but still it is not nearly enough to cover the projected shortfalls. Families are counting on LIHEAP, and they're counting on us to fight to fund it fully if we can. 6 out of 7 families are making do without heat at all. 6 out of 7 families are being forced into impossible choices, I mentioned earlier, between warmth, food, and medicine. This is 6 families too many.